Well, like when I had, you never know nobody put no corn on the floor. I bet you're saying some scoping stones in your travels. Not a big round stone, and it comes to point, I'd come like that at the top. And then they've got capstans on, a local capstan. Big old wood across them, you know, about this height before you started, and they placed on these beds. Eating corn, I reckon, were no good, well, it innit? No good now, I guess, he did, but they were all on, and they were all round uns. Made round with this wood, and they were at our floor. And none built down. But, you know, when you start on, a lot nowadays, you've got to build a shop right up. And keep placing heads up, keep them off the floor, so you don't get wet. When you come to undo it, there's nothing on the floor, lot, no corn. Then start off. Start off from the shook. Mm-hmm. And minus all your butts of that road. If you get any of that road, wet'll all go in it all now. And a lot will be rotten. Runs down straw. But not. And got me that road all torn. That's got, it's a, you know, it's a job of its own, that isn't it, is to this day. If you get any sloping in, it's real for anyway, you haven't got. Well, you're going to be much good, it wouldn't be none of you lot like this. No. You know, chuck it together a bit, you know, if you could fresh it straight away. Mm. My hair will be took and get shit on it. You know, one of them, right road. Get to these in. Of course, your leg has to come from the bottom, it has to come out like that. From the bottom, keep coming a bit wider. That's to stop it wetting its leg. And when you get these in, just put one out. One big row right round, what a co-easing course. And then after you've got him all the way around north and level, and you gradually draw them in. Not that, and then next, not that, and next one a bit shorter until you get up, I say. Get your middle well for out of though. Else it'll still out wetting. Well, it wouldn't have. Well, it's a bit of a game, that is.
You've seen the old style of threshing, have you?
Oh, aye, with swipples. Aye. You get out swippling. Thrash it out, you know, he's tread it a bit and smash it.
Ah.
That big. Oh, I'll stick about that long. And you've got two pieces of strap on it, passing them on here to each one, and then you had about that much between them. And put another strap on to a short bit here. Sock away at that the next. That's how they had to do it.
Uh-huh.
But, like I said, after that, they did get it as they'd started without steamers.
Oh, yes.
Then was like, they weren't out after them until they got the old steamers out. Gradually got them out. Well, they had coffee pots bust. I think there were them in the barn. But they used to have old winning machines and work plenty of them, clean all the rubbish. You've got terrain and drum. You've got great poking it into this twiddling old handle, like, same as you do in hotels, some angle.
I see.
When we made a lot of it, got shakers, you know, and riddles in, only just won't make as long as getting to that table. They'd all have been done like that, and there were plenty of corn, you know, then. Not so much as today. Mm. Like, that's what happened with the grandfathers. Mm. They were now cut it, only a sickle.
Mm.
Keep going around it. There were no sickles and no machines.
Mm. Well, how did they tie it up?
Get some straw, make a bonnet, put it round it. Or we tie it all up with its own corn.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got that two pieces, you know, cross sheds, like so, and put it round. Well, you blooming lads, you know, if you didn't, if you squeeze that corn up, you might have got one in the back.